as Bishop of Rome and successor of the Apostle Peter, I reaffirm, like my predecessor, hatred will never reign in the hearts of men again.
My name's Colette, I'm 25 years old and I'm from Birmingham. 3 years ago, I was a lapsed Catholic, living a life complete odds to the church, very far away from the church. Pope Benedict came to England on his visit, and through his words and his actions, Christ's love really broke through into my life, and I had a really powerful conversion experience. I'll never forget the words at Bella Houston Park, where he asked the young people to lead a life worthy of their vocation. He didn't just ask, he urged the young people to lead a life worthy of their vocation. And for me, in my heart, I knew that there was something more to life. A few days later, I felt Christ's love in such a powerful way through his instrument, Pope Benedict. When Pope Benedict said, he told the young people at Twickenham, "Dear young people, God loves you so much more than you could ever imagine. And by far the best thing for you is to grow in holiness, because God wants what's best for you." And in that moment, through God's servant, Pope Benedict, through Peter here on earth, I learned the two greatest loves of my life. One, that I am loved by God, that I am his child and he loves me. And secondly, that I am called to holiness. And this has completely changed my life. And after that visit, I took in so much of what Pope Benedict had to say. But in him, I really seen a man. I looked upon a man who knew Christ. He knew Jesus, and he knew a joy, a peace and a happiness that the world couldn't give. And through his witness, he invited me to experience that same relationship with Christ, to seek that out, to search for Christ, to know him and to love him. And for that, I love all of the popes, and I love Pope Francis, and it's a great gift to the church. But Pope Benedict, for inviting me back into that relationship with Christ, will always have a special place in my heart.
God lives, even so we sometimes find it difficult to grasp his mysterious and inscrutable ways.
I hear you call.